Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher. Very good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Work me through the 5.6 and its various machinations.
Yeah, so we now know how, how the labour market responded in the second quarter of the year. It's an interesting one, Mike. It's not sort of straightforward analysis. There's an interesting mix of forces there. Headline, the unemployment rate, which everyone probably knows now, that's the metric that's most visible, 5.6%, up 0.2% on the previous quarter. And the highest we've seen probably since 2015, I think, and the previous quarter was revised up from 5.3 to 5.4. So at the top end of expectations that we talked about yesterday. At a high level, Mike, these numbers are portraying a soft labour market with a bit of spare capacity. There was quite a lot of focus yesterday on the underutilisation rate. Put simply, that's people who are working, who want more work, who people are unemployed and want to be employed. That underutilisation rate is at 13.8%, and that's lifted from 12.9%. That also hasn't been that high since, those sort of maybe 2013. The number of long-term unemployed is also lifting. We've added another 8,000 people to the group classified as long-term unemployed. But here's the thing. This is where it gets interesting, because one of the contributing factors to a lift in the unemployment rate was a lift in the participation rate. At 70.7 versus 70.3 expected. It was 70.4 beforehand. So for reasons that we don't really have a lot of insight into, more people are coming into the labour force, into the workforce. Labour cost inflation up 2%, that's under control. But another sort of key issue, despite the unemployment rate lifting, employment, the number of people working, rose more than expected, quarter on quarter 0.5%. So quite a bit higher than expectations, actually. So you've got more people in the workforce, more people looking for work, more people employed, which is sort of casts a sort of slightly different light on the fact that the unemployment rate has drifted up. Point to note, big difference between the North and South Islands. North Island unemployment rate 6%, South Island at 3.7%. So quite a bit different. Numbers still look pretty grim for young people. The unemployment rate for 20 to 24 is 12%. The underutilization rate there, well into the sort of 30%. But look, Mike, employment is growing. There are more people in the labour force. So that gives you an unemployment rate that's ticked up. You've got a bigger pool of people involved in the market. And the point that I would say here, Mike, is if you subscribe to the view that the economy is improving, and as long as we get a sustainable resolution in the Middle East, I think there is general agreement that the economy is improving. That basically, what I think is that employment growth that we're seeing will absorb that initial increase in supply. In other words, the participation rate going up. One of the problems you got here is it's less than 3 months until an election, and these things are going to take a little bit of time to work out, and it will be a sensitive topic. So there's actually some good trends in there, but at the headline level, you've got an increase in the unemployment rate.
Right. Talk me through SpaceX and their spending and where we're at and the CapEx and all that stuff. Are we going to Mars?
This is crazy stuff, isn't it? So SpaceX, massive news around the IPO, 12th of June, $135 was the IPO price, valued the business at 1.7, and there's just these ridiculous numbers. Valued the business at $1.77 trillion, subsequent trading propelled Elon Musk to his unique status as a trillionaire, which in itself is hard to fathom. Since then, the share price has gone down to $108. Now, we've got a couple of key events in the last 24 hours. Yesterday, they released their results. So does this business actually make any money? And the answer to that is not. But also, Thursday US time, a series of shareholders who have been what we call locked up are now free to sell their shares. In other words, there's a whole bunch of people that could actually create more selling. Look, as I said, the company is running at a loss. Just these staggering numbers in here. The capital expenditure at the moment on this business, which is losing money, they're spending currently running at $18.4 billion, most of which is going to AI build-out. Market's pretty sensitive to that at the moment. But according to Mr. Musk, they're building AI compute capacity at a scale faster than anybody else anywhere. They want to increase their capacity from 2 gigawatts to 10 gigawatts. Wow. They would be one of the largest data center footprints in the world. Look, they only lost $541 million. they've got $7.8 billion of revenue, which is actually more than they expected. But here's the figure that you just look at and you go, really? He thinks that revenue by 2030 for this business will be $1 trillion dollars.
Okay.
The market's sort of taken this all. I mean, the share price is down, but it's just kind of crazy. I said at the time that you'd need a strong constitution to own SpaceX shares, and it's been a ride, and I think that is still the case.
So what comes first, is trillions or is Tesla Roadster that he's promising? I'm just not sure where the...
Who would know, Mike?
The old delivery quotient there. Now, anyway, numbers, please.
Yeah, so a bit of a mix this morning. Dow Jones is up 456 points, 0.84%, 54,543. The S&P 500, sort of flat, up 9 points, 0.1%, 7745. The NASDAQ's actually lower, down 0.46%, 123 points, 26,461. FTSE 100 up small overnight, up 9 points, 10,888. The Nikkei up 2,343 points, 3.66%, so big move there, 66,300 the close. The Shanghai Composite up about 1.5%, 3,878 the close there. And good day in Australasian markets, the ASX 200 up 0.9%, 82 points, 9,227, and the NZX 50 just a touch under 14,000, 13,997, 0.67%. Kiwi dollar 0.5890 against the US, 0.8341 Aussie, 0.5097 euro, 0.4373 against the pound. Japanese yen 92.87 against the Kiwi dollar. Gold has had a lift, $4,252. Brent crude steady at the moment, a little bit lower, $78.88.
Have a good one, Andrew Keller, Hashur and Partners.